Welcome to the Hockey Ben Report for week 20 of the NHL season. This episode is being recorded on the afternoon of Monday, February 20th. So as we look ahead to this week, we have 8 games on Tuesday, 5 on Wednesday, 11 on Thursday, and 3 on Friday. So let's get things started with the New Jersey Devils in Washington to take on the Capitals. Currently seeing the Devils as minus 166 road favorites, total 6 in the over at minus 130. I am expecting Nico Daws and Charlie Lindgren in this one. Washington's gone to more of a rotation in net now between Lindgren and Kemper. Well, it looks like Nico Daws has taken over the net in New Jersey with Vitek Vanacek missing some time with an illness. Vanacek is still listed as day-to-day, as is John Marino with an illness. Jonas Siegenthaler is expected to return tomorrow, while Dougie Hamilton remains out for the Devils. Martin Fair-Harvey is day-to-day for the Caps, and Evgeny Kuznetsov remains out for Washington. You know, we've seen this with this number move in the Devils' direction. Now that we missed that opening number, no interest in a side here. You know, it's hard to back and under in a Devils game. You have this really juiced over 6. I think if you can get a plus money 6.5, I'd look to the over here. Washington is an under team, but they have been giving up a lot and relying on their goaltending. And Lindgren has appeared to kind of regressed more towards his career average as he was really hot out of the gate here. Next up, we have the Dallas Stars in New York to take on the Rangers. Stars will be on a back-to-back here. They lost in a shootout in Boston this afternoon. Currently seeing the Rangers as minus 145 favorites. Total 6.5 in the over at plus 104. I'm expecting Scott Wedgwood for the Stars in this one, as Ottinger started this afternoon. And I think we'll see Jonathan Quick for the Rangers. You know, Igor Shesterkin has not been his usual self, and Quick's been the better goalie. I think they'll come with him here against a out-of-conference opponent. So the Stars, the story of the Stars, they're dealing with a bunch of injuries here on their back end. Nils Lundqvist and Yanni Hakanpää both missed today's game with an injury. Miro Heiskanen missed today's game due to the birth of his first child, so not sure whether he'll be good to go tomorrow. I'm expecting that he won't be. While Matt Duchene was a late scratch today, I haven't seen kind of whether he'll be good to go tomorrow or not. So huge losses for Dallas there. Ryan Lindgren is day-to-day for the Rangers here. So, you know, given the price and where the Bruins closed today, and now you have the Stars on a back-to-back and Wedgwood in goal here, I do think there's a bit of an edge here on the Rangers at that minus 145, but you can find a better price. So shop around. If you're getting less than minus 140, I think there's a bit of value here, even though I'm not very high on this Rangers team. Next up, we have the Ottawa Senators in Florida to take on the Panthers. Both of these teams were off today. Currently seeing the Panthers listed as minus 240 home favorites. Total is 6.5 in the over at minus 135. Ottawa will be in a back-to-back, or so. Sorry, Ottawa's in a back-to-back here. Ottawa playing in Tampa tonight, expecting Jonas Korpisalo and Sergei Bobrovsky tomorrow, as Anton Forsberg is getting a start tonight for Ottawa. No injuries of note for the Sens, while Aaron Ekblad is expected back for the Panthers. Look, there's some 6.5s. If you can find those under minus 125, I think a look to the over here isn't a bad look. Yes, the Panthers have been an under team this year, but going against a Senators team that likes to open things up, I think the we can see the Panthers putting up some goals in this one. So I don't mind that overlook in this one if you can find a number better than minus 125 on the 6.5. Next up, the New York Islanders are in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. Both teams were off today. Looking at the Penguins right now, minus 136 home favorite. Total of 6.5 in the over at plus 104. I'm expecting Ilya Sorokin and Tristan Jarry in this one. Islanders will be without Robert Bertuzzo, while the Penguins are without Jake Guentzel, Noel Achary, and Matt Nieto. It's really hard to back this Penguins team right now. They're just having such a tough time to put the puck in the net here. And although I'm not really a fan of this Islanders team, I just can't back the Pens at this price. In terms of the total, again, you got two teams going in different directions here. An Islanders team that's been playing to the over, while a Penguins team that's been playing to the under. But I'd look under or nothing for me in this one at that 6.5 right now. The Minnesota Wild will be in Winnipeg to take on the Jets. Both these teams will be on a back-to-back here, expecting Marc-Andre Fleury and Laurent Brossoit tomorrow. No lineup at BetOnline or Pinnacle. We are seeing the Jets around a -160 favorite at other shops. Jets currently no injuries listed on their report, while the Wild will be without Marcus Foligno, Pat Maroon, and of course, Jared Spurgeon is out for the year. Depending what kind of total we see here, I wouldn't mind a look to the over here. I've been backing these Wild and Jets unders, and today it caught up to me, but. If we're seeing 5.5s like we are seeing now, I think that's a look to the over here tomorrow with both of these teams on a back-to-back and essentially the backups going in this one. The Vancouver Canucks will be in Colorado to take on the Avalanche. Canucks will be on a back-to-back here. Avalanche will be on one day's rest. No lineup at Pinnacle, but we are seeing the Avs around a -150 favorite in market. I did make a bet on this one. I did back the Canucks at +130. We should be getting Thatcher Demko today with Casey DeSmith going for the Canucks and giving up a 10 spot. So, I think we're going to want to, we're gonna, you know, I made this bet before that game, but after that performance, I think we're going to want to see them tighten up against another conference contender in the Avalanche. Avs should be going with Alex Gorgiev in this one. No injuries of note on the Canucks report, while the Avs have Logan O'Connor listed as day to day, and of course, Valerie Nichushkin out in the player assistance program. The Nashville Predators are in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. Currently, no line at Pinnacle, but we are seeing the Golden Knights around a -140 favorite in market. Golden Knights will be playing a back-to-back there in San Jose this afternoon. Nashville will be on 2 days rest. I did bet Nashville here at +129. I am expecting UC Saros and Aiden Hill in this one. Now, when I made that bet, I knew it was, a good chance that Hill would be getting the second half of this back-to-back, but there was also a chance that it would be Logan Thompson. So that was part of the reason I wanted to get this one in early. I'd probably want that +125 to make this play on the Preds, which is available in market if you're looking for them here. Shea Theodore could be back tomorrow. He did take the warm-up today, but did not play against the Sharks, while the Golden Knights will still be without Pavel Dorofeyev, Jack Eichel, and Will Carrier. So Golden Knights getting healthier here. Preds have no one on their injury report. And last up, on Tuesday, we have the Columbus Blue Jackets in LA to take on the Kings. Currently seeing the Kings as -250 favorites. Total of 6.5 in the over at -101. Columbus will be on the first half back-to-back, expecting that we'll get Elvis Merzlikins and David Rittich in this one. Adam Fantilli and Patrick Laine are out for the Blue Jackets, while Blake Lizotte and Carl Grundstrom are out for the Kings. So, I think this side's about right. I really don't want to be laying a big number with the Kings here, given their form, although they do seem to be coming back around here. I don't mind an overlook in this one. I think we're probably going to see Rittich come back down to earth a bit here. And, we're essentially getting a flat 6.5. There's even some juice 6.5s out there on the over. So Columbus is really a nut over team right now. So that's the way I'll be looking for this one in the morning, but haven't played anything just yet. Moving into Wednesday, we have five games on the schedule, starting off with the Buffalo Sabres in Montreal to take on the Canadiens. Canadiens will be on 3 days rest here, Sabres on one. We are seeing one book with an early number out, having the Sabres around a -130 road favorite. Yeah, I could probably see that. I wouldn't be surprised if this opens up bigger. I think if it's shorter than that, I think the Buffalo Sabres are a decent look here. Montreal will be playing in the first half of a back-to-back. So this is an interesting spot. If the Canadians stick with their three-man rotation, then it'll be Caden Primo's term in goal, but they might want to go with Montembeau in the front half of back-to-back. So, and with the Sabres riding Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, he had a little bit of a tough day today against Anaheim. Did they opt to give him a rest and go with either Devin Levi or Erik Komrie? So, I'd want to know what the goaltending situation is before I lay a price with the Sabres on the road in this one. Owen Power remains out, as is Jack Quinn, while Matthias Samuelsson is out for the year for the Sabres. Raphael Harvey-Pernard is out, and he joins Jordan Harris and Chris Wideman for the Canadiens. Next up, we have the Philadelphia Flyers in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. Early line showing the Flyers run a -200 favorite. They're on 3 days rest, while the Blackhawks will be on 1 day rest. Expecting Sammy Ersson in this one for Philly, given the 3 days rest, and this is a potential Arvid Soderblom start here for the Blackhawks if they're looking to give Mrazek a little bit of rest here. Tyson Forster is day to day for Philadelphia. Rasmus Ristolainen is out of the lineup with an injury. Blackhawks starting to get a little healthier. Connor Murphy, Andreas Athanasiou, and Nikita Zaitsev all out of the lineup. We'll be looking for a goalie confirmation here, because if it is a Soderblom, we'll be looking to hit that over this one. The Columbus Blue Jackets will be in Anaheim to take on the Ducks. Blue Jackets on a back-to-back here. Early numbers showing the Ducks is only a -125 favorite. I don't think we'll get that kind of number here. I'm expecting Daniil Tarasov and John Gibson in this one. And the Ducks getting healthier. Currently only have Trevor Zegras out of their lineup right now. The Boston Bruins will be in Edmonton to take on the Oilers here. Both teams will be on 1 day's rest. Early line indicating Oilers -120. I don't think we'll get anywhere near that price for the Oilers here. I think they're going to be open up a much bigger favorite. If it is -120, we will be laying that on open. Boston will be on the first half of back-to-back, and if they stick with the rotation, then it'll be Linus Ullmark in this one and likely Stuart Skinner for the Oilers. Hampus Lindholm left Monday's game for Boston, so that's a big one to watch if you're looking to back the Bruins. Jacob Lucko is day-to-day, and Matthew Poitras is out for the season. Oilers currently with no one listed on their injury report. And last up Wednesday, we have the Toronto Maple Leafs in Arizona to take on the Coyotes. Toronto will be in the first half of a back-to-back, so I do expect that we'll see Ilya Samsonov in this one and likely Kirill Pamelka for the Coyotes. Now, early line showing the Maple Leafs as a -300 favorite. There's no way it's going to open up that high. The Oilers closed -265 today with Arizona on a back-to-back and dressing their third-string goalie. So I think more likely to see the Maple Leafs in the -180 to -200 range on the open. Morgan Rielly will be serving the last game of his suspension in this one. Mark Giordano remains day-to-day due to the death of his father, and Calle Yarncroke remains out due to injury. Connor Ingram and Liam O'Brien are both out for the Coyotes, as is Troy Stetcher. So moving into Thursday, we start things off here with the Washington Capitals visiting the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I'm expecting that we'll see Darcy Kemper and Andrei Vasilevskiy in this one here. Washington played in Florida a couple weeks ago and closed +240. So I'm expecting, I'm not expecting to be as big of a dog here in this one, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them open up around +200 here. Lightning will be on 2 days rest, while the Caps will be on 1 day's rest. Lightning are without Tanner Janot, and Mikhail Sergachev is out for the year. The Colorado Avalanche will be in Detroit to take on the Red Wings. Red Wings will be returning home from a West Coast road trip here. I'm expecting Alexander Georgiev and Alex Lyon in this one. If we're looking for kind of a comparable line, the Red Wings were plus 122 at home versus the Canucks last week. So wouldn't be surprised to see them open up in that range, which means we'll probably see Colorado around minus 140, minus 145-ish on the open. And at that price, I think I'd be interested in Colorado. So let's keep an eye out for that one. The Florida Panthers will be in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. This is a heavyweight tilt here in the Eastern Conference. I'm expecting Sergei Bobrovsky in this one for Florida, but we could see the return of Freddie Anderson in this one. It looks like he's getting closer. If not, then we're probably going to see Peter Kochetkov. I'm expecting this one to open around a pick'em. If we get either team at a dog price, I'd be looking to back either side here. Now, if it is Anderson's first game back, I'll be all over Florida. I think it's just a really tough spot to put him in. So we'll see who starts in this one for Carolina. The Montreal Canadiens will be in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. Again, with them on a back to back, with Montreal on a back to back here. Tough to pr predict who's going to be starting in goal, but if they stick with the rotation, then it'll likely be Montembeault. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Pittsburgh go with Nedeljkovic in this one. These two teams played just before the All-Star break, and Pitt closed minus 200 on a back-to-back here against Montreal. And so now you're going to have Montreal on a back-to-back. So we're expecting that number to be north of minus 200 here for the Penguins. And at that price, it's just tough to back them here, especially given how feisty Montreal has been. Now, I think they've been getting a little lucky with some of the results, but they're definitely a plucky team right now. The Dallas Stars will be in Ottawa to take on the Senators. Stars will be playing their both teams will be playing their fourth game in 6 nights here, expecting Ottinger. And I think it depends on how Forsberg and Korpisalo manage in this back-to-back situation in Florida to see who will get the net here at home. The Leafs played in Ottawa about 10 days ago and they closed minus 131. So I'm expecting the Stars to be somewhere in that range. Now, if they're still dealing with these injuries on the back end and with no Heiskanen, then it'll be a shorter price than that. The New York Rangers will be in New Jersey to take on the Devils. Both teams will be on 1 day's rest, expecting that the Rangers will go back to Shesterkin here. And we'll see if the Devils continue to ride Nico Daz here or if Vanacek's healthy, whether they give him a go. Tough to see an opening line here, but the Devils closed a flat plus 100 versus Colorado on a back to back with Colorado on a back to back 2 weeks ago. So expecting the Rangers to be, in the minus 115, minus 120 range on open here. The New York Islanders will be in St. Louis to take on the Blues. Expecting this could be a Semyon Varlamov start for the Islanders to give Sorokin a bit of a rest, to conference opponent, and should see Jordan Binnington here for the Blues. Nashville Predators just closed minus 123 in St. Louis on the weekend, so. The market isn't really buying into the way St. Louis has been playing, and I expect the Islanders will likely be a short favorite on the road here. Two teams that don't have a ton of confidence in, but depending on the price, I wouldn't mind backing the Islanders here if we get them as a dog. So let's see where that one opens up. The Boston Bruins will be in Calgary to take on the Flames. Bruins will be on a back-to-back. Flames will be on 3 days rest. I'm expecting Jeremy Swayman and Jakob Markstrom in this one. So the Jets and Flames are playing this afternoon, and the Jets closed to run a minus 125 road favorite here. Now the Bruins will be on a back-to-back, so I don't expect them to be that big of a price, but. And depending on whether Hampus Lindholm's healthy or not, we'll impact that as well. But we should expect the Bruins to be a short road favorite in this one. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be on Vegas take on the Golden Knights. Maple Leafs will be on a back-to-back. Both of these teams will be playing their fourth game in 6 nights. So it was looking like Joseph Woll could possibly return sooner than later, but it doesn't look like he's going to be ready for this one. So this is likely going to be a Jonathan Quick start for the Maple Leafs. Vegas closed -112 versus Carolina on a back-to-back on the weekend, so I'd expect them to open up in that range versus the Leafs in this one. The Vancouver Canucks will be in Seattle to take on the Kraken. I'm expecting Thatcher Demko and Jory Decord in this one. The Canucks were around -120 today heading into Minnesota before Casey DeSmith was announced. So, I'm thinking they're going to be somewhere around that range when things open up. I wouldn't mind backing the Kraken here as a dog. So we'll see where this one goes. The Canucks are without Dakota Joshua and Carson Soucy, while the Kraken have no one listed on their injury report. And last up, we have the Nashville Predators in LA to take on the Kings. This I am expecting Saros and Rittich here, but at some point Kevin Lankinen's going to have to get in the net for Nashville. So whether that's this game or the game in Vegas, he's likely going to get one of these two starts here. These two teams played just before the All-Star break in Nashville, and the Kings closed a -116 favorite. So, we are expecting them to be a decent sized favorite here at home in that probably in that -160, -170 range. So that's bigger than what Vegas is right now against Nashville. So if that's the case, I think we're going to have some value on the Preds. And moving into Friday, we have three games. Starting things off with the Buffalo Sabres in Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets. We talked about the Sabres goaltending and whether they went with whether they were going to go with Comrie or Devon Levi in Montreal again. If UPL goes in Montreal, there's a good chance that one of those guys gets the start here in Columbus. I'm expecting Elvis Merzlikins for the Blue Jackets. Buffalo closed -200 in San Jose a couple weeks ago. See, Columbus was -150 in San Jose on the weekend. So just that comparison there, you are showing the Sabres as about a 6 or 7% better team than the Blue Jackets. So when we add in the home ice for Columbus, which I don't expect to be too significant here. Both teams traveling. Columbus is coming back from the West Coast. We are going to see the Sabres as a decent favorite on the road here opening up. And depending on how short of a price it is, I will be interested in Buffalo, but I would want UPL and net to make that decision. The Winnipeg Jets will be in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. I'm expecting Connor Hellebuyck in this one. And, again, we talked about the Blackhawks goaltending situation. Soderblom's going to get one of these two starts, whether it's on Wednesday night or Friday night here. So Vancouver closed -270 in Chicago last week. I think that's a good, price target here for this one for Winnipeg. And again, don't want to be back in over here with the Jets, but if it's Soderblom, it's going to be hard to look that off. If it's Mrazek and we get a six, this is almost an auto under here with Hellebuck in goal for Winnipeg. And finally, the Minnesota Wild will be in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. Both teams will be playing the first half of back-to-back. I am expecting Marc-Andre Fleury to get the go on this one. Philip Gustavsson has really been struggling, and it looks like Fleury might take over the net here for the rest of the year. And with Edmonton playing Calgary on Saturday, we might see them go with Calvin Pickard on the front half here. So Edmonton closed -220 versus Detroit last week. So I'm expecting them to open somewhere probably in the -190 range here against Minnesota. And I think that'll be pretty fair here for this one. So that's all for this week. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at HockeyBetReport to join in the conversation. Until next week, good luck.